Community radio isn't safe from cuts either, losing $1.4 million a year. Talia Sfingos has the story.
RTRFM.
Yes, you're on 2SER.
Radio Adelaide.
101.3.
Radio. PRK98.1 FM.
Silence. That's what many people believe will be the outcome for community digital radio after the 2016 budget cuts. The Community Broadcasting Association of Australia says that this move raises serious concerns about the future of Australian media. I spoke to their CEO, John Bissett, and asked him to elaborate on the risks that come with cutting community digital radio services.
Without community radio, I think the opportunities to share local stories and news and hear voices will be incredibly limited. So too will be the chance to build engaged, resilient, vibrant communities through fair and meaningful access. It's really very disappointing that after 40 years that Australian governments have been committed to community radio, and particularly community radio standing alongside commercial and national services, that we see our position under threat.
What do these decisions say about the government's value of community radio?
Over many years, community radio has been supported by both sides, and I think it's very disappointing that this time we see this cut. The federal government does not properly reflect, you know, the value that governments should place on these media services. You know, we're there for public interest outcomes, for media diversity. We generate high levels of local and specialist content and provide lots of opportunities for participation in free-to-air media.
And with planned reforms to media ownership, what could these cuts do to the diversity of Australia's media landscape?
Look, it's about local stories and news. You know, as media diversity reduces through commercial and public broadcasters, community radio becomes even more important. Where the local radio in many regional communities, where the local media for radio for the print handicapped audiences, where the local community for a lot of ethnic and multilingual services.
Especially Indigenous, because we see so many Indigenous stories come through on community radio that don't get a voice anywhere else.
Look, exactly, and there's some fantastic Indigenous stations on community radio, and particularly on community digital radio. You know, it's critical that those services continue to operate.
And where does community radio go from here?
We are trying to talk to the government and try and understand why they've made this decision. But today we've also launched a public campaign that asks the government to return the money or put the money back into community broadcasting. And we're asking everyone to show their support by going to keepcommunityradio.org.au and helping us keep the community in your radio.
CEO of Community Broadcasting Association of Australia, John Bissett, speaking to The Wire's Talia Sfingos.